This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Yesterday, Chappelle Corby was released from Coropacan prison with a pack of media waiting for her. While it's undoubtedly something to celebrate for the Corby family and their supporters, adjusting to life outside may not actually be that easy for Chappelle. Sandy Ray is a criminal and forensic psychologist. She's going to give us some insight into what Chappelle would be dealing with. Hi, Sandy. What would be the psychological impact of having just spent 9 years in jail, and not just in jail, but in jail in another country?
Well, first of all, I guess life in jail is very structured, it's very organised, decisions are made for you. Mm-hmm. So you become a fairly dependent personality. When you're thrust out of jail, as she has done, she's had no rehabilitation, she's had no transitional prison, so it's going to be very, very difficult for her to immediately adjust to how do I manage myself, how do I look after myself. And secondly, we know that she's had a lot of mental health issues, she's suffered from psychotic episodes, she suffers from depression, and she's left prison on antidepressant medication. So we know that she's got a pre-existing mental health issue. When people have some sort of trauma, it can be, you know, like a car accident or a violent act, sometimes they might suffer from what's called post-traumatic stress disorder. But when it's been long-term, as she has, and I'm saying it's long-term trauma, because every single day life in that prison was very impoverished. She was sharing cells with multiple number of women. Bathing facilities were just out of a bucket. Yes. There was a lot of noise and mess and things like that. These women or these people often suffer from what's called complex post-traumatic stress disorder. And that's characterized by things like hypervigilance, hyperarousal, emotional numbing, and depression and anxiety sort of compounded. So there's not going to be an easy pathway for Chappelle.
No, I can imagine right now she's probably in a state of euphoria, but how long until that wears off and she's faced with sort of daily life, yeah.
That's exactly right. I think it'll be almost tempered. I think the euphoria will be tempered with depression and a need to just contain herself. I don't know if you watched the Nine News yesterday at all, but Karl Stefanovic asked the prosecutor, why is she crying? And he said, it's out of sadness and nerves. So already we're seeing the intrusiveness of the media, her capacity to cope, who would manage very well with all that media attention. And I think that it's going to be nowhere near as joyful as the public might imagine.
A lot of what she'll face will be common to all prisoners, but she's got this added intense media scrutiny, and that's got to make things harder. The other aspect that I was thinking of is that 9 years of your life is a lot to lose. Would you expect there to be a lot of sort of ongoing grief associated with those years that you can't get back?
That's absolutely a really good question. You know, absolutely. You know, and I think a long time ago, Liz Hayes did an interview with her, and she said, I'm only young. I'm going to be in prison, and I'm not going to have babies. I'm not going to have a house. I'm not going to have relationships. So, I mean, of course, there is still all that possibility that she can resurrect that. But, you know, first and foremost, she's got to deal with the mental health issues, which I think will be the absolute overriding thing that she'll need to consider for her effective reintegration back into society. But I think there will be a lot of grief associated with all those lost years. And, in fact, that is something that all prisoners face, is the grief and the loss of their life.
Yeah, right. So what's the difference then between prisoners who do well back in normal life and those who really struggle to adjust?
Again, that's a really, really good question. And in Australia, we have what's called transitional programs. So if you're in maximum security, you don't just walk out the front door of maximum security and say, see you later, have a good life.
Yeah.
What we do is we then put them into medium security and then low security. So gradually, the prisoners get, you know, in maximum security, you're locked down at 5:30 at night and you have, 16 hours where you're locked down in your cell. That's just normal. If you misbehave, you're locked down for 23 hours. So as time goes on, as you get into medium security, you then get to do rehabilitation programs. Lockdown is not so late. You get to start to learn to cook your own food. You then start to look after to manage yourself. And then in low security, there's no lockdown. You get, I think your lights out might be about 10 o'clock, but there's no high fencing around the perimeters of this prison. So gradually prisoners are able to self-soothe themselves, look after their own behaviour, cook and clean when they need to, et cetera, et cetera. And they're the ones that make generally a successful transition.
Yeah.
And again, two of the, I guess, the biggest factors for successful transition are accommodation and employment. So if a person leaves prison and they're able to find good accommodation and good employment, they are apparently the two linchpins for being successfully going back into the community.
Makes a lot of sense. I just hope that if she really is getting those millions of dollars for her media story, that some of that might be put into some psychological care.
That would be absolutely fabulous. And, I mean, the other thing is also she's been thrust into a celebrity status, which she never asked for. So I think there's also going to be a lot of resentment, ultimately, for all the intrusiveness that the media and the public are going to have in her life. And this is going to go on for years and years. So her mental health, about her resilience and ability to cope with that, will be pivotal. And she's on a very short leash about parole. We have to remember that parole it is still a community prison. You know, you only have to breach that, and very quickly they'll put her back in prison.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for explaining to us a little bit of what it might be like for Chappelle right now.
Pleasure. My pleasure, Katrina.
Yeah, that's Sandy Ray. She's a forensic and criminal psychologist. We've been talking about how Chappelle Corby might adjust to life outside prison.